Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Hear the word of our God from John chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This is the word of our God. Let us pray. Lord, sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, today we mark and gather to celebrate the second of seven special anniversary services this year at St. Paul's in the year 2021. We have an opportunity to mark with great thanksgiving to our God the wonderful blessing of having been able to gather in this house of God for 100 years, to sing our praises to him, to worship him, and to be fed with his wonderful word of his grace for us in Jesus Christ. Today's emphasis, we focus on Christian teaching, and we have an opportunity to look and focus on the windows of this building, this house of God. Look! That's what stained glass windows invite us to do. Look! Look and see the wonderful things that your God has done for you. Look! That's what Christian teaching invites us to do. We look and we see an image of our Savior Jesus, who died to take our sins away. We see the picture of our salvation. But before you look at that picture, I want to paint another picture for you this morning. Are you afraid of snakes? Perhaps you are. I'm not talking about just some snakes. Imagine if you were surrounded by snakes, not just the ones that may look scary but won't do much, like simple, harmless garter snakes. I'm talking about, imagine if you were surrounded by poisonous, venomous snakes. Deadly, poisonous snakes that filled the entire building here, and all around you see people getting bitten by these snakes. And then they die, right in front of you. That's a terrifying picture. And then you get hit too. What would you do? What could you do? What could you possibly do to rescue yourself, to save yourself? Nothing left for you to do but wait to die. That's a terrifying picture. That's exactly the scene that Israel found itself in the wilderness. It was a consequence of their lack of their faith in God. God sent deadly, poisonous snakes among them as a consequence of their sins. Moses tells us that many of them died. With contrite hearts, they turned to Moses and they turned to the Lord. In repentance, they prayed, "Lord, save us. We have sinned." So the Lord commanded Moses to put a bronze snake on a pole and lift it up for the people to see, to lift it up on a pole for them to look at and live. Look and live. What a sight that must have been. As those people were surrounded by poisonous, venomous, deadly snakes that if they're bitten, they will surely die, they're supposed to look up at a pole on a snake, at a snake on a pole, and be saved from that? What do you think went through their minds when they thought of that? What if they scoffed? "Well, that's just too easy. How could that possibly help me? That's not going to work at all." Or perhaps they thought, "Well, what is this magic that we're trying to believe in? I don't believe in any of that. How scientific is that? A snake has bit me. I'm going to die." Or what if some of them thought, "God's the one who caused this problem for us in the first place. He sent the snakes to us. Why would I look to him for my deliverance, for my rescue?" the sad excuses as people die. Rather than trust the word and the promise of God to simply lift up their eyes and look and live as God invited them to do with his word. We may thank God this morning that we're not in that picture in the wilderness with the Israelites being bitten by poisonous, venomous snakes. But we are in another picture, and that picture is even more frightening, even more terrifying, even more dire. Because the venom that we're inflicted with is not just the venom of poisonous snakes that's going to threaten our lives here on earth. The venom that we're inflicted with is coursing through our veins, and it's the venom of our sinfulness. And it just doesn't just inflict us when we're bitten by a snake. It inflicts every single one of us in our sinfulness. Yes, we have been struck by the deadly poison of our sinfulness. That is what courses through our veins. And that is not just a venom that will kill us for this life, but a deadly venom that takes away our life for all eternity. Eternal death in hell. That is the picture that we are in. That is our life here on this earth. What does God say to us? Where does he direct our eyes to look as we see ourselves in this picture? Look! Just as the snake was lifted up in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that all who believe in him will be saved. Look to Jesus? To Jesus for my salvation? That's too easy. Surely there's something else that I have to do. Look to Jesus for my salvation? What kind of nonsense are you talking about? For an eternity? I can't even imagine eternity. Why would I want to be a part of it? I only live for today. I live for what I can see. I believe in the here and now. Or Jesus, you're the one that has caused all this trouble for me in this life. You're the reason that I am facing all of these hardships and trials. And now I'm going to put my trust in you to deliver me from them. How foolish the excuses that we give as we see the picture that God gives to us to recognize our sinfulness, the dire situation that we are in, and then to look and to live as God directs our eyes to him. The sinful nature is so corrupt, and like poisonous venom coursing through our veins is the poison of sin, which infects us all. Where do we look? Let us again sit at the feet of that master teacher, Jesus, who speaks these words to us, to look and to live. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, Jesus said, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The Son of Man is lifted up upon the cross for all of our skeptical looks, for all of our distracted glances. He was lifted up upon the cross for our sins against all of the goodwill that God has for us. There is Jesus, our perfect Christian teacher. There is Jesus, our Savior, who directs our eyes to himself, who is the sacrifice for all of our sins. He gave his life to save the world. This great lesson, this beautiful picture that God gave to us in Scripture, that Jesus painted for us, the Son of Man being lifted up to be looked to for salvation and eternal life, just as the snake was lifted up on the pole to save Israel from poisonous snakes and death. To whom was it that Jesus first gave this wonderful picture? To whom did Jesus paint this magnificent picture of the Son of Man being lifted up from the earth to show how much God loved the world. It was for a man named Nicodemus who came to Jesus at night because he was afraid of what might happen if people found out that he was looking to Jesus. And oh, what a lesson from Jesus. What a picture in his mind that he painted for that Nicodemus. But Jesus didn't just paint that picture for Nicodemus of the Son of Man being lifted up on the cross. The point ahead. Jesus tells us that, or John tells us in his gospel, that Jesus didn't just paint that picture in his mind. He brought Nicodemus to see that picture in real life. John tells us, at the cross of Christ, after Jesus gave up his spirit, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate to let him remove Jesus' body. When Pilate gave him permission, he came and took Jesus' body away. Nicodemus, who earlier had come to Jesus at night, also came. Nicodemus was there to look up at the body of Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, who was lifted up to rescue him from his sinfulness. Nicodemus was there to remember that picture that Jesus had painted for him by his account in John chapter 3, when he came at night. Then to see that picture come to life, where he sees the Son of Man lifted up for his own sinfulness, where he was able to take down that body of Jesus. And there he saw his salvation, his eternal life. Friends, that is Christian teaching. To paint that picture of the cross of Christ. And it takes place here at church. Every time you enter those doors to look and to live, as you lift up your eyes to see the beautiful windows that God's people have been gathering to worship beneath for a hundred years, to look and to live, to see the Son of Man lifted up on the cross for you, for your sins. But it happens so many other places than just this house of God. It happens every time you paint that picture of Jesus lifted up on the cross, when you paint that picture for your children, when you paint that picture for your coworkers, when you paint that picture for your family or your friends, for your classmates, for your siblings, for your parents, as you teach and point to that picture of Christ on the cross for the cleansing of all of your sins, for the salvation of souls, for your reconciliation, you paint that beautiful picture of Christ for you and for others. Direct people to look and to live. Look, the Son of Man is lifted up for you. God bless you as you continue to carry out that Christian teaching in your life. Amen.